Hello, friends. Crystal here, your Vibrant BF, and today we are talking timelines. We're going into the quantum physics. We're talking about dimensions and frequencies and vibrations. We're going deep. But before we go any further, I wanted to share something I posted on my Instagram story. And it comes from a page called Conscious Soul Tribe. And it reads, "It's not a question of whether or not it's going to happen. It's already happening. The question is, are you on the frequency that blocks it, or are you on the frequency that lets it in?" This was such a powerful and true statement, and we're going to talk about why. So first things first, let's kind of get to the breakdown. Let's get to some definitions of what it is you believe. Let's break down the statement in parts. So I started off by saying we're going to be talking about timelines. When you hear timeline, what do you think about? For myself, one of the first things I used to think about with timelines is back in school, we had to create timelines and we had to write it out on the big long paper and like significant events that have happened in our lives. That's what I used to think about when I think timelines. I do still think about timelines as events happening in this sequential order. However, I don't think of them as linear anymore. I now view timelines on multiple dimensions. So let's talk about that. When you hear dimensions, what do you think about? Some people may say, I think about Doctor Strange and I think about Marvel because it sounds very make-believe. What do you mean dimensions? Okay. What do you think about when you hear the word frequency or vibration? Most people will say sound. All of these comments and beliefs and thoughts definitely have pieces of truth throughout. It's not a question of whether or not it's going to happen. And the fact that it's already happening, a lot of people say, what do you mean it's already happening? So when we think about things we desire, we're petitioning for, we are setting goals for, we're manifesting, whatever the language may be, the fact that you have this desire, the fact that you have this longing for something is because a version of you already has it. Okay, Crystal, what do you mean? Similar to what the quote says, it's already happening. When we start to look at our lives as the magical creations they are, we can remove the boundaries and constructs that we're indoctrinated into. We don't have to think of life as black and white or linear, but we can look at it as the multifaceted, multidimensional energy that it is. So the quote goes on to say, you have to ask yourself, are you on the frequency that blocks it or on the frequency that lets it in? This also goes with understanding the constructs that your mind is in. So let's just play for a moment with Doctor Strange. If you've ever seen the Marvel movie, and he basically learns about different dimensions and how to operate in them. And now I know it's Hollywood and it's a movie and all that. And of course, there's going to be things that are possibly stretched out of context or just made for pure entertainment value. But just riddle me this. What if by chance, perhaps, maybe, there was a possibility that there were different dimensions and there were multiple yous and there were many layers to this life and that we're not just stuck in this 3D, 4D world, but it's 5D, 6D, 20D, 100D. Have you ever watched Interstellar? It's another Hollywood movie. What if by chance, perhaps, maybe there was another alternate universe, or there were, again, multiple dimensions? Who's to say that everything is just right here, right now, what you can see? This isn't just about spirituality. Religions practice and speak about this as well. There's all these realms, if you will. There's the physical realm and the emotional realm and the spiritual realm. And so there's got to be more to this. Am I right? Let me give you some more food for thought. So in the book, A Happy Pocket Full of Money, written by David Cameron Gakandi, there's a part in there, and It's an incredible book. If you've never read it, I highly suggest it. There's a passage that reads, "Sometimes you will feel that you understand something at a deeper level. Your mind may not be able to picture it, yet you understand it deeply somewhere. Honor the deeper level, for your mind may never fully grasp it anyway. In any case, your mind is a tool, but all you know is in yourself. You are a self with the mind as a powerful tool, as long as it doesn't take you over. However, most people have unfortunately identified with their minds and believe that they are their minds. And this is where the trouble and limitations start." Again, another fascinating passage. I can absolutely understand that this may be a lot for some of you, but I just want you to go in thinking with an open mind. If you were to remove all your limitations and constructs of someone telling you how to think and what was normal and what was right and what was wrong, and just listening into your intuition and seeing what it is you may believe that are outside of your paradigms or what you thought you knew. So how does it make you feel to think about you being on multiple dimensions? How do you feel that there's a version of you that is living in your highest timeline? This is something I say quite often. I desire to live in my highest timeline. When I say that, it means I want to live this life to the fullest of my ability, to utilize all my gifts and talents and strengths, to love and to experience in full capacity. I don't want to hold back. I don't want to be small. I don't want to dim my light. I want to live in my full self. I want to live in my highest timeline. And your highest timeline is usually that version of you that seems so out of reach or so non-existent or so make-believe. And it's like, there's no way I could ever be a multimillionaire and have a private jet, or there's no way that there's a version of me that never had kids, or there's no way there's a version of me that has multiple kids. There's many versions of you. And whatever you choose to believe in your paradigms or outside of your paradigms, it's all going to depend on what you choose as your perception and what light and lens you want to view your life through, because your perception is your reality. Back to being a question of whether or not it's going to happen, and that it's already happening, and you basically deciding if you are blocking it or allowing it in, how does that make you feel? To think about a version of you that is living in your full expansive state. I've talked about it before, about the power of visualization. And what is it that you desire? And I've told you before again, what you desire is because a version of you already has it. This goes hand in hand with it already being in place. And depending on the frequency, your constructs, your beliefs, your perception is the determining factor of it being blocked or coming into fruition, into this life, into this realm, into your reality. How does that feel for you? The version of you, happy, healthy, wise, wealthy, all the things. And you think about your reality now and how it could be a 180. If you desire to be with a partner and have a family, she already exists. If you desire to be extremely financially wealthy and make an impact on the world, she already exists. Whatever that desire is that you have, becoming a musician, becoming an artist, living in a cabin with tons of acreage, whatever that version of you that you desire, that you dream about, that you thought about maybe as a little girl, she is already here. She already exists. And our job while we're here is to vibrate on the frequency of that higher dimension. That's what we're here to do. We're constantly healing and growing and breaking off the shackles and chains that no longer serve us, that weigh us down, so that we can vibrate at the frequency of our highest self. And that means we can't take the constructs and the paradigms and the lies of we're not good enough. That's not for us. That's impossible. Whatever the low limiting negative beliefs and self-talk may be, that is what we're here to break out of so that we can live in our fullest self. Another part in the book of Happy Pocket Full of Money goes on to talk about quantum physics and how it begins to explain how everything in your world comes to be, and that we are in control of our entire physical world, and that many of us aren't aware of this fact. And the lack of our awareness of this fact, of how the physical matter comes about and our role in it, makes our life appear to us as an occurrence that is out of our control. It goes on to say, it may appear to you as if you are a victim of your circumstance, while all along you are the cause of those circumstances. Let me read that again. Your lack of awareness of this fact, of how the physical matter comes about and your whole role in it, makes your life appear to you as an occurrence that is out of your control. It may appear to you as if you are a victim of your circumstance, while all along you are the cause of those circumstances. It goes on some more, and then it goes into quantum physics being the first step in the amazing awakening that we must undergo. How we reap what we sow, how even before we ask, it has been given unto us, and essentially how we are co-creators, and how to awaken and deliberately and consciously create and live in the reality we desire, to live in our highest timeline, to no longer reject, repel what it is we really desire, but actually match the vibration to call in our life on our highest timeline. I can already hear some of you like, okay, yeah, that's great. But what does that look like? I mean, I've talked about it before on how we are on our healing journey. We are deconstructing, we are rewiring, we're questioning, we're getting curious, we're really living beyond the beliefs, we're breaking out of the constructs, we're breaking out of the looping patterns. And this is some of the ways of being co-creators with the universe and truly living in our highest timeline. Because all we're really doing is shifting our consciousness and to experience, you know, other aspects of ourselves, even ones that we haven't thought we lived, but really already exist on another level, on another dimension, in another dimension, in another timeline, on another timeline. So one thing is you don't need to predict exactly how things are going to work out. Because when we do that, all we have is our past perceptions. All we have is our past experiences. But remember, we're not living from our past experience. We are desiring to live on our highest timeline. So that's going to look like things we possibly haven't experienced on our current timeline. So to get to our highest timeline, we have to release exactly how things are going to work out. All we need to do is desire and intend and know that it's possible, to know that that version of us is already existing, and to vibrate into that frequency of that timeline, to embody the identity. This is the embodiment. This is the visualization. This is the repetition, because repetition causes it to internalize, making it second nature. So when we embody and we really believe and we intend and we put our feelings and our emotions behind intentional action, belief, and desire, before we know it, we are living in that expanded version of us. We are living in our higher timeline. We are no longer repelling what it is we desire, because we understand that she already exists, and all we're doing is magnetizing into that frequency, into that timeline. This may feel like a lot to some of you. Re-listen to it. Open up your mind and just take baby steps. I want you to take a deep breath. Get out some paper and pen. Writing is so therapeutic, cathartic, and what we write down actually increases the ability of it being done by over 40%. So again, write down, what does your highest timeline look like? Don't think about your past. Think about your highest expanded self. What does she wear? What does she do? What does she feel like in her body? How does she spend her weekends? What does her hobbies look like? What does she eat? What does she listen to? Get into great detail and lean into the feeling. How does it feel to live this very expanded life? How do you think? What are your day-to-day activities, knowing that you are financially free, knowing that you are in great health, knowing that you have options? What does that feel like? And then repeat it. Repeat these thoughts. All you need to do is desire and know that it is possible. The how is none of your business. And before you know it, the universe will start to arrange your highest self into your current reality. I would love to hear from you about what resonated. It can be a lot, but when you start to break out of the paradigm that you thought that were limiting you and understand that you are a co-creator with a limitless universe, the world really does become your oyster. Be sure to follow me over on IG at VibrantBF. And until next time, friends, bye-bye.